Reps. Luna, Comer urged Treasury to freeze assets of CCP-linked billionaire Neville Singham. By Jasmine Jordan on September 17, 2025. House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer, RKY, and Representative Anna Paulina Luna, RFL, called on Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent to freeze the assets of billionaire Neville Roy Singham, citing allegations that the U.S. citizen living in China has funneled millions into extremist groups with ties to the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, and foreign terrorist organizations. In a September 15 letter, the lawmakers warned that Singham's network of dark money nonprofits has bankrolled far-left, pro-CCP, and radical anti-Semitic groups in the United States. They asked the Treasury to determine whether Singham's affiliated organizations should face sanctions or asset freezes under the Foreign Agents Registration Act, FARA, and other federal laws. Luna echoed the request on X, writing that Singham has spent millions funding militant organizations that have orchestrated violent riots and launched targeted hate campaigns against Americans with different beliefs. She stated she and Comer are pressing the Treasury to act swiftly to prevent billionaires from bankrolling political movements on behalf of foreign governments. The committee's letter alleges that Singham, a longtime CCP associate who now resides in Shanghai, has funded groups including the Party for Socialism and Liberation, PSL, Code Pink, and the People's Forum. The lawmakers cited nonprofit filings showing nearly $1.8 million from Singham-linked funds flow to the Chinese media company Maku Group, which prominently displays CCP slogans and images of General Secretary Xi Jinping. In 2019, Singham allegedly launched a consulting firm with Chinese partners active in the propaganda apparatus of the CCP. The New York Times previously reported that Singham helped establish U.S. nonprofits with almost no real footprints to route funds to progressive groups. Breitbart News senior contributor Peter Schweitzer documented in his number one bestseller Blood Money that Singham has spent more than $100 million bankrolling radical left-wing organizations tied to Beijing, including Code Pink, the People's Forum, and PSL, which Schweitzer identified as active in protests from Ferguson to Los Angeles. According to the network Contagion Research Institute, Singham also funds Shut It Down for Palestine, SID4P, a coalition founded in 2023 that includes Answer Coalition, International People's Assembly, Al-Aqsa New York, and Palestinian Youth Movement. Some SID4P members are believed to have ties to the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine, PFLP, a U.S.-designated foreign terrorist organization. One group in the network, Samadoon, has been identified in open-source reporting as a front for the PFLP. The letter further cites testimony that Singham-backed groups were behind riots in Los Angeles in 2024, which prompted President Donald Trump to deploy the National Guard. Breitbart News noted at the time that the disturbances were not spontaneous, but linked to organized activist networks funded by Singham, unions, taxpayer-supported nonprofits, and foreign actors, including Chinese interests. Investigations have also connected Singham to campaigns denying the Uyghur genocide and spreading pro-Beijing narratives through Code Pink, an organization co-founded by his wife, Jody Evans. According to congressional testimony and prior Breitbart coverage, Evans has described Uyghurs as terrorists trained in Yemen and Syria, while Code Pink runs the China is not our enemy campaign. The Oversight Committee's letter listed 19 organizations alleged to have ties to Singham, including Breakthrough Media, No Cold War, Justice, and Education Fund, and Dongsheng News. The lawmakers said Singham has ignored prior requests for cooperation with the investigation and may have violated FARA by failing to disclose foreign influence activities. Monday's letter follows earlier concerns from Senators Marco Rubio, RFL, and Lindsey Graham, RSC, who wrote to the Justice Department in 2024 about Singham's alleged CCP activities. Luna has previously accused Singham of literally hiding from Congress and has pushed to expand investigations into other billionaire funders of left-wing movements. The committee asked the Treasury to keep lawmakers updated on its review and to brief them periodically on any outcomes. This information is essential to evaluate current legal authorities and to inform legislation ensuring the U.S. government has adequate capabilities to combat CCP influence operations, the letter remarked.